It is interesting to note the division of the Parshiyos and the Svarim. That Sefer Shmos ends with the binyan of the Mishkan, and Sefer Vayikra starts with the halachas of the Karbonos. And as the Karbonos obviously are intimately connected to the Mishkan, and as a matter of fact, some Karbonos, the Karbonos of the Tzibur, besides the Karbonos of the Miluyim, but the Karbonos of the Karban Tomid, is mentioned, or at least referenced, in Parshas Tetzaveh. It is interesting to see how the Torah divides it. We would have sort of maybe possibly expected the Parshas Vayikra and Tzav, where the halachas of the Hakrabas or Karbonos would be connected back to Sefer Shmos. Maybe Shmini, which is the beginning of the Miluyim, and then the halachas of Machalas Asuris, really is a new thought. But Vayikra and Tzav, which are basically the halachas of the Karbonos, would seem to fit very well into the Parshas of the Mishkan. Alternatively, we could sort of picture Sefer Shmos ending after Mishpatim, when the Torah is basically given, or possibly we'd include the Chet HaEgel, especially according to Rashi, that the Chet HaEgel took place before the Tzivui of the Mishkan. We could have seen the Parshas Truma Tetzava, the Yachid B'Kuzei being part of Sefer Vayikra, then it obviously would not be called Vayikra, it would have been called something else, because it would have started with Parshas Truma. So why is this the division? So the Maral in Gevuras Hashem sees that there's two steps of the process of bringing the world back to its source, which that is the whole history of mankind is for the Rosh Hashanah, as it were, created something which was distinct from himself. And the goal of that whole process is to bring that distinct item back and connect it back to its source and show that it's not really distinct. It's not really separate. So the first step of that process is the Rosh Hashanah to make himself available and bring his presence here, which is accomplished through the Parshias of the Mishkan and the Shekhinah coming into the Mishkan. And that ends at the end of Parshas Pikudei with the present, the Kvod Hashem being Maleis HaMishkan. Whereas the next step is those items which have been made, which are really connected back to their creator, and they come from the creator, but there's an appearance of their being distinct and separate, as it were, seeming that they have independent existence. It's incumbent upon them to reach out back to their source and connect themselves back to the source. And the process of that is the process of Karbonos. So whereas the parshas before are the process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealing himself and bringing himself into this world, which is the process of Geula, the Rosham's presence becoming there for us. He acts as our Goyal, the one who takes care of us, etc. That's finished with the Rosham bringing his Shekhinah and placing it amongst Klal Yisrael. Now the real work starts. Now it's our job to connect and accept that and reach ourselves back to the Creator, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and make that connection. And this, so the same Taras Kahanim, we start to say Rav Yikra is about the human being making himself closer. Excuse me. So that process, and then we have that process continues with the Kedusha, which a human being does by being careful about Machalos Asuris, and the Kedusha, which a person does by being careful from all the Inyanim of Tumah, and the many mitzvahs of Parshas Kedoshim, etc. So we see that even though it starts off with Karbonos and it moves to these other halachas, which seem to be no shaykhs to the concept of Karbonos, but they have in common this thread. It's about the person bringing himself back to his source and to his creator. So this is where the real work starts, and this is Reb Matzliach. It's interesting to think about the fact that the Yom Tov HaPesach always falls out in the Parshas of Sefer Vayikra, and we would have sort of wanted in some way that it should fall out in the Parshas of Sefer Shmos, where it belongs, and maybe the answer is because the real goal of Pesach, after everything is said and done, is for us to reach back to our source, to the Baruch Shalom. Have a good Shabbos.